It's Friday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality, Dr. John Deloney. Jason's in Houston, Texas. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Better than I deserve. What's up?
So I run a wholesale trading business, and so I have to spend around $40,000 to $50,000 per month on inventory. And so right now, I know how you feel about this, but right now I put it on a credit card, and basically it gives me around $2,000 a month in cash back. And so what I do is I just basically live off of the cash back, and then all of my business income, I just invest it. And so I was trying to see what the pitfalls of this are, I guess.
Well, these kinds of plans only work if everything goes perfect.
If your sales go down
4 months in a row, you're freaking bankrupt.
Right, but I'm only buying,
$40,000 a month is only what you're buying.
Right. No, I'm buying based on what my customers order from me. So it's like they order first, and then I just drop ship the item to them.
Yeah. So then why are you having to borrow money?
I'm not doing it to borrow money. I'm mainly just doing it because it's saving me $2,000 a month right now. So they pay you,
and you can use their money to do the drop ship. You don't need to do this.
Yeah.
Good. Don't do it anymore. You're playing with snakes, son. You're going to get bit.
Okay.
No millionaire ever said, I made all my money with cash back on credit cards. You're screwing around with rattlesnakes and like it's a sport. Your risk meter's broken.
Or here's a better way to think, Jason. What are they getting from you? No company just gives money away for fun. So why are they giving you $2,000 every month? What are they getting from you?
Right. And I guess that's my information that they get.
But they're also getting a long-term play with you.
They have their hooks in you, dude. Because you've normalized this in your spirit and in your process. Listen, here's the thing. Here's another example, okay? I used to... How old are you? 25?
19.
Okay. When I was 22 years old, I started buying real estate with nothing down. And the rent I brought in was on each property was more than the payment. But I was in debt up to my eyeballs on the properties, and I did not perceive that as risk because the cash was flowing. Does that make sense? And here's what that's called nothing down real estate. You buy real estate with nothing down. The bank finances 100% of it because you got a deal on it. And it's the same kind of line of thinking that you're using. And here's what I learned. 10 years later, I knew a whole bunch of guys that were 40 years old, 50 years old, 20 years old, 30 years old that were doing nothing down real estate. A decade later, let me tell you how many of them were not, how many of them were still doing real estate? Zero. We were all out of business because we were playing with snakes and we got bit. So here's a plan. You're obviously have a good business mind. Your risk meter is not functioning well. You are not perceiving the risk that you are taking. That's what I'm saying. And I didn't either. It is the beauty of youth, however. This is the same. I'm the same idiot that used to go over a piece of plywood on a bicycle that was propped up by six bricks and with no bike helmet and then wonder why you get all your teeth knocked out of your head. You know, I'm the same guy. The beauty of youth is you do not perceive risk. And it just looked like fun.
Yes.
And it looked like, how could this go wrong?
It can only be more awesome.
It could only be better.
More bricks.
If we get 2,000 back, let's try twice as much. We'll get 4,000 back.
Well, so here's what I did.
So stop doing this, man. Go back to simple old people way of thinking and pay for your business as it goes. And then your business will survive up and down. And you will not get caught with the last man holding the beans and get your dadgum head taken off by these guys.
I want to lean into what you said about this being in your spirit, because I was a executive officer. I was a nerd in college, no surprise, and with the student government. And a year I was a treasurer. So I worked. I ran everything through my private credit card and accumulated the miles. And then I just got a check reimbursement every month. And it worked great. I got these miles over here, or whatever the things were back then. And I was, it was no worse to wear. The school was always going to pay me back. It's when my transmission fell out of my 88 Tercel Easy Hatchback, which was a dope car, by the way.
Easy Hatchback was a dope car?
It was not. It was awful. It was
like okay.
It was
that was sarcasm.
It was like a big roller skate.
I missed that. Okay.
Yeah, it was a big roller skate.
Pregnant roller skate.
So I had this check for $500. It was supposed to go to pay this thing off.
Uh-oh.
But I'm holding this thing, and I literally need a transmission.
Yeah.
And thus started.
Well, thus, right? The, you know, this is what happens with a pyramid scheme.
That's right. I was floating this one to pay for this one to try to get this
financial
one.
Jenga.
And it always comes crashing down.
It's right? Financial Jenga, but I'm the one that can beat it. Mm. Thus is the arrogance of youth, or just the arrogance period. You don't have to be young to be arrogant, but right. It helps. And
mine caught me years later when I brought a human into the world, right? And it had piled and kicked and moved and punted and shifted, and we could roll it over here.
The debt, not the human.
That's right. That's well, that too. But at some point, you pay the piper, and usually it just snowballs on you in the opposite direction.
Well, yeah, because you do get, I'll use one of your terms, a psychological term, satiated.
Yeah.
You get used to, you know.
A way of living,
If you hit the curve at 120 instead of 35, you get used to hitting the curve at 120. Then when you hit it at 35, you feel like you're, like you're crawling, like right. Who would do this? Because everybody knows you can make it at 120 until the tire blows.
That's right.
And then you figure out why the stupid thing had a sign up that said 35, not 120. And, you know, when you go rolling over the embankment.
Or there's a little bit of rain.
And there's always these variables. And so it's the best way to get rich quick is get rich slow. It's the data proves it. That's the best way to do it. Because otherwise you have to do it over and over and over again. I know. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.